This is New England Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jill Kaufman. Last Friday, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker signed into law changes to the state's voter-approved recreational marijuana law. With this on the books, there's a lot to do before the retail sales of pot can become a reality. That's by next summer. And much of the work will fall on the office of State Treasurer Deb Goldberg. As part of our regular Monday check-in on Beacon Hill, New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier asked State House News reporter Matt Murphy to describe the next steps for Massachusetts marijuana.
A lot of the changes are geared towards hitting that deadline of July 2018 to begin licensing recreational marijuana pot shops. And the treasurer is very concerned about the timelines now, given when this bill was passed and the fact that they have to name this new regulatory board, the Cannabis Control Commission. These members have to be in place by September 1st. They need to find experts in certain fields, including public safety and public health. The treasurer has a few appointments. The governor has some appointments and the attorney general as well on this five-member board. And in order to meet those deadlines and start developing the regulations and getting licensing on track to hit the target for next summer, this needs to all happen very quickly, and the treasurer is concerned.
Looking ahead to this week, Matt, State Representative Jeff Deal kicks off his U.S. Senate campaign with a series of stops around the state, and there are a few other folks interested in challenging Senator Elizabeth Warren next year. What does the field look like right now?
Yeah, Representative Deal has been working for several months now, and he is making his campaign official, and he'll be campaigning, but he really has been out there campaigning for a while now. And him being a declared candidate, along with Cambridge entrepreneur Shiva Udari, who even lesser known probably than the state representative, is looking at a couple other contenders who could jump into the race. And, you know, we've heard that entrepreneur and former, you know, financier John Kingston, who lives in Winchester, is eyeing a possible run and holding fundraisers, and former Romney and Scott Brown staffer Beth Lindstrom, also now we heard last week making moves to possibly get into the race. And a crowded Republican field would certainly make it interesting as they fight for donors. Someone like Lindstrom or Kingston certainly appeal more to the establishment Republican base in Massachusetts and maybe have connections with national donors. While, you know, on the other side, you have Deal and Ayudari, a Deal, obviously a Trump campaign co-chair in Massachusetts, identifies more with the right wing of the Republican Party here. So it could kind of pit those two sides together if everyone gets in.
Lastly, the governor faces a big decision in the next week or so about mass health legislation levying fees and fines on employers whose employees enroll in the state's Medicaid program. This is a result of quite a back and forth between Baker and the democratically controlled legislature. What's in the bill, and what is Baker likely to do here?
This is really the first, probably the first and biggest showdown we've seen between the Republican governor and the Democratic-controlled legislature. And the House and Senate last week returned to the governor a section of the budget that would essentially allow them to go to businesses and collect $200 million in new fees and fines, increasing an existing fee and penalizing employers whose workers choose MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program, over employer-sponsored coverage. There's also some relief in there for businesses through unemployment insurance rate relief that businesses pay to cover the uninsured. So this is going back to the governor. The governor has returned this section of the budget, seeking to accompany the assessments with reforms to MassHealth that would save on enrollment and shift 140,000 low-income people into different subsidized commercial plans, but the legislature wants to take more time. They say they need to vet this. They want to come back to healthcare reform and cost savings in the fall, and the governor really has to choose here whether or not he trusts in that or will veto this and force them to override it. And he really cut this deal with the business community, and he risks alienating them if he were to sign this. So I would not be surprised to see him veto this and force the legislature to override.
That's the State House News Service's Matt Murphy speaking with New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier.